Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty by which Christ has made us free. And do not be entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Brethren, we are not children of the bondwoman. Stand fast. Stand firm. Stand resolute. Do not be budged. Hear me. When men err like Peter, it is virtually without exception that they err because of the influence of peers, of friends, of associates, of trusted professors, of a former valiant warrior who fought a good fight, it seemed, alongside them, and now they have strayed from the faith. They have proven out they never were of Christ, and we are bound to them with heartstrings. And we allow those earthly heartstrings to begin to sever one at a time the strings of our heart that are attached to our King and to His commands and to the purity of His gospel. If men sever themselves from Christ and His pure gospel, we must, after contending for their souls, we must sever ourselves from them, lest we apostatize with them. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty by which Christ has made us free. And do not be entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Don't be entangled there. Come out and be separate, the Apostle Paul would counsel us in 2 Corinthians. The Lord is very clear. In the opening verses of Galatians, let's close with that. What must we do with those who are resolute in their apostasy, who will not repent, who will not recant, who continue on, who are unlike Peter, who did turn back, but rather press into the heresy? What must we do? Galatians 1, 6 through 9 reminds us, I marvel that you are turning away so soon from him who called you in the grace of Christ to a different gospel, which is not another, but there are some who trouble you, who want to pervert the gospel of Christ. But even if we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel to you than what we have preached to you, let him be accursed. As we have said before, so now I say again, if anyone preaches any other gospel to you than what you have received, let him be accursed. We do not continue with them as brothers. We do not continue yoked with them. The Apostle Paul pronounces a double anathema, a double damnation upon them. We wouldn't continue to share pulpits with them at conferences. We shouldn't and wouldn't continue to sit with them in a pew of a local church. No, rather we would put them out until such a time as they should repent and truly confess Christ as Lord and serve Him as such. Standing fast with us in the purity of the gospel, that salvation is by grace alone, through faith alone, and Christ's finished work alone. And there we stand.